I'm Megan Chapman from the Fayetteville Underground. I'm one of the studio artists as well as one of the sort of curators here down at the Underground. It's July and we are so excited because it might be hot outside, but it's cool in the Underground and we want everybody to come down because we have just four amazing, outstanding, world-class shows this month. We are in the Hive right now with Michelle Molly's work. She is a Portland artist. Some folks have collected her work locally because she did show a couple years back, I believe, at the DDP Gallery. So I hope all her old collectors will come on down and see her new work at the Hive at the Underground. She's using collage, oil paint, mixed media. They're on panel, and they're beautiful, clean, fresh pieces. I think they really give you a sense of coolness and space.
Some of Michelle Molly's newer work is simply oil on canvas, Chapman said, but all are studies of everyday life. A woman sitting, a man playing with gulls on strings on the beach, pink blossoms on a dark gray sky, all seemingly lucid moments rendered with a light hand, with red elements figuring throughout, red shoes, red string, a red wooden chair, as if passion is sequestered. Molly's unique studies of electric power lines reveal how artists tend to appreciate textures and patterns all around us that most of us don't see. Over in the Vault Gallery hangs the earth-toned textile dye transfers of underground studio artist Jennifer Libby Fay, titled Through a Narrow Place.
Through a Narrow Place started because I was going through a difficult time of transition, and I started making some art that was reflecting these narrow places. And then I just happened to read an article that quoted the Dr. Naomi Remen, who wrote Kitchen Table Wisdom. And she talked about this feeling that we get when we go through a transition, that we're in a narrow place and we have to go through it to get to the other side. And I realized that my work was showing this other side, that it wasn't any longer in the narrow place, it was through the narrow place. So this work came out of that feeling.
The wrapped canvases, even the edges are painted, dwell on the archaeological and botanical, rendered in beautifully layered transparent color, with titles such as Just Between Us, Bloom Where You Are, and On the Cusp. Jennifer Libby Fay just completed a large commission for J.B. Hunt headquarters in Lowell, which you can read about on her blog spot, Jennifer Libby Fay. Over in the East Street Gallery is the wood sculpture of John Charles Sewell. Over his three-decade-long career, he's produced work in wood, bronze, and marble at his West Fork studio. Sculpture and fountains, many installed in permanent collections and sculpture gardens in five states. His lustrous hand-carved vessels are made from single pieces of black cherry, walnut, and catalpa wood, all native to the Ozarks.
Yes, it is a contemplative process.
Achieving finished pieces that defy checking or cracking is an accomplishment. Sewell says he hunts wood, especially after storms in the forest. He harvests pieces with a chainsaw, then shapes the vessels with a variety of hand tools.
I start with a chainsaw, and then I use a number of different cutting tools that are air-driven, pneumatic tools. And then I use electric tools where I need to use a lot of sanders, electric powered sanders, to shorten that part of the process, because that's the finishes that I produce are very time consuming.
Up to 8 layers of lacquer, which he also applies to the interior after he chars and sandblasts the inner surface. Among his urns, vases, and bowls, no two pieces are ever alike. The title of the collection for this show is Femme Forms. Most of Sewell's work, either botanical or figurative, tend toward the feminine. Showing at any gallery is an exception for John Sewell, who, with representation, retails his work to individual patrons and via sculpture shows. Last, in the Revolver Gallery, is a group of 5 artists, all trained in classical representational oil painting and drawing technique at the Florence Academy of Art, which is schools in Florence, Italy, and Gothenburg, Sweden. Kendrick Ton, a Ohio native, just completed 4 years of study.
More or less all of the students, and I think we're no exceptions, came to the academy with backgrounds already, formal training, at one level or another, and for one reason or another, we had been dissatisfied with the educations we'd gotten and wanted a grounding in figure drawing and classical technique and application. We don't necessarily want to remain pure classicists our whole life, but we wanted that, I think, as a jumping off point.
Very old school tradition.
Right. I mean, the technique of the academy is really modeled after the French 19th century method of training, starting with copying from 19th century masterworks, doing drawings in the flat, copies of drawings of classical sculpture.
Then moving on to the figure with a live model holding the same pose for days as students paint. Still life studies follow. Students are in session up to 10 hours a day. They work in oils on linen or boards, and the result, at least among these artists, is a rich collection of contemporary classicism. Kendrick Tan's four paintings in this show are of objects, porcelain jars, blue willowware, and orange tapestry, a table holding a 1940s telephone, whiskey glass, and broken cigarettes.
You've got really two ways of drawing or painting. You've got almost a conceptual way, that is, you draw an eye and it's an oval with a circle inside, and that's really not the classical manner. The classical manner is to break down a real thing and make it look real, but to do it by making abstract patterns of light and shade, representing the light falling on the object rather than the idea of the object itself. And this is what would become Impressionism at the end of the 19th century and early 20th century, but at the height of the French Academy, it was very much tight and detailed and realistic in a way.
But once these students achieve technical success, they're caught loose to explore rendering more subjectively, like Ellen Barkin Soderholm. She's visiting the underground all this month with Kendrick Tan, but she's from Sweden, also a graduate of the Gothenburg-based Florence Academy of Art.
It's been a bit rough, because Sweden is very much about modernism.
But Soderholm is part of a movement seeking to maintain an enduring tradition. Here she's exhibiting four of her oil paintings.
And I also have a little bit more impressionistic nature scenes, which is very much in the 19th century Swedish tradition.
Ellen Barkin Soderholm's piece is Tend Toward Impressionism, a painting of her cat Nelson prowling through a flower bed, an antique world globe embedded on fruits and flowers, and an almost natural museum quality image of a stegosaurus, one of her favorite dinosaurs. Ellen Barkin Soderholm works full-time on commission and also as an illustrator. Maggie Ivey from Fayetteville entered the Florence Academy at 18. She's just graduated. She's curated this exhibit.
These paintings take up to, from 3 weeks if you're super speedy to about 3 months. Right now, what I'm going to be showing is actually going to be more representative of the curriculum in the painting program. So I have actually like a cast painting, which is we take a plaster cast of a more classical Greek sculpture.
The first painting includes the sculpture she studied. Others are of pewter plates, china vases, a pot of tea with a delicious slice of strawberry cheesecake, which she said withered after the 20th day, and a standing female nude with dreadlocks. The canvas surfaces are varnished, which brings out the color and texture and protects them from environmental damage. The work of several other Academy artists are also in this show.
No, the other members in the show are Perella, Nelson Ricklin, Zachariah Kramer, and Amelia Meredith. And unfortunately, they weren't unable to make it for the show, but we've been so blessed to have Kendrick Tan and Ellen Barkin to come and show, and especially travel such a long way for this. I'm so excited, and I really hope I can see people come in and show their support.
Maggie Ivey and her colleagues from the Florence Academy of Art have rented a studio in the underground temporarily and will present a program later this month. Entry into the Florence Academy is extremely competitive, evidenced by this unique collection of oils at the Fayetteville Underground. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.